Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell had to leave last night's meeting for one council motion that directly involved her. Here's fellow councillor Alison Butcher reading the motion into the record.
I move the council has determined that councillor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell has breached bylaw number 2022-02, a code of conduct bylaw for the Council of Tantramar, being in violation of the following sections. Section 3.A.2, representing Tantramar. Section 3.C.1, respecting the decision-making process. Section 3.D, adherence to policies, procedures, and bylaws. Section 3.E.2, respectful interactions with councillors, staff, the public, and other members of society. Section 3.H, improper use of influence. Section 3.H.1, improper use of influence. Section 3.I.1, use of municipal assets and services. And impose that Councillor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell attend training to better understand her roles and responsibilities as an elected official, including effective communication and teamwork.
That's Councillor Alison Butcher reading a long list of code of conduct infractions against Councillor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell. No further information about the complaints against Wiggins-Caldwell were shared. The motion passed with just Councillor Bruce Finney commenting on it. Finney, who has been the subject of code of conduct censures by his colleagues in the past, said he would vote in favour of the motion, but only because Wiggins-Caldwell had told him she would like to do the training involved. Here's Wiggins-Caldwell speaking with CHMA after the meeting. I have to ask about the motion at the very end of the meeting tonight. Some censure for you under the code of conduct. Do you have some comment that you want to share about that?
Just glad it's all over. Now we can all move on and make Tantramar a better place.
Okay. Is there anything you can share about what the subject of the issue was?
I'd rather not. Just that it's over and we got to move forward.